WUWM's Project Milwaukee Youth Violence continues today. For more than a week, we're exploring the problem of youth violence. It often refers to assaults, fights among teens, but all too often the use of a weapon, primarily a gun, results. UWM criminologist and psychologist Will Pelfrey says parts of Milwaukee have been plagued by gun violence in recent years.
Gun violence happens across all segments and components of society, but it has become increasingly problematic in a certain segment of society, and that is poor, frequently minority males between the ages of about 15 and 25. The ready availability of guns has shifted violence from two kids or two teenagers getting in a fistfight to one teenager going back to their car or going to a friend's apartment, retrieving a gun, and shooting someone over a fight, a slight, or a perceived conflict.
What causes that?
Some components of our society view a slight or a perceived disrespect as an egregious offense, and your street cred goes down markedly if you don't defend your reputation, and defending your reputation involves putting somebody out.
Is violence then more common in the more densely populated areas of a community?
It is, and some of the risk factors are density of population, socioeconomic status, education levels of the individual and of their family. And then there are some exogenous factors that people really don't have any control over, like the economy, the availability of jobs. And these factors play a role in the appropriateness or the perception of violence as a reasonable outcome.
Does it follow that those witnessing more violence are more inclined to committing violence themselves?
Absolutely. You're talking about social learning theory, the idea that what we see, particularly the things we see our role models doing and the behaviors we see our role models evidencing, tends to be the resort that we follow when we're confronted with a similar situation.
Is the level of violence in Milwaukee, is it something that just will naturally occur on account of many of the factors you've already described?
If we look at just raw numbers, then that really doesn't tell us a lot. But if we look at rates of violence relative to the population, then we see that Milwaukee is a pretty safe city compared to other cities with greater than 50,000 residents. Milwaukee ranks pretty low in the pile of violent cities.
Are there cities that have better rates than Milwaukee that Milwaukee maybe should aspire to?
Absolutely. Those cities have a higher level of employment, therefore a lower level of unemployment, and they have a higher socioeconomic status. When we see cities that have low levels of violence, we can almost always point to a strong and flourishing economy. As the mayor and as the decision makers in Milwaukee take steps to embellish and strengthen Milwaukee's economy, we can expect crime to go down.
Let me shift gears one more time here, and that is talk about some of the emotions involved here with your training as a clinical psychologist. What is the effect of violence on a youngster?
Children are remarkably flexible, and when they see violence, it's going to certainly have an impact on them, but if they're led to believe that that incident is an exception and that that's something that should be avoided, then they'll handle it like most people do. However, if they see violence as something that's a common occurrence, then they start to view violence as an acceptable, even common course of action. And as they age, they view violence as a reasonable resource in dealing with conflict. There are some who can escape the violent path. No one knows what kind of percentage. It's hard to prove a negative. We know some things that can facilitate that process, though, and some of those exist within the school system, some exist within the criminal justice system, and some exist within the community.